without a book, I forget easy. I get afraid and think about something else, forget the words. But I'm among friends here, and you don't care if I make mistakes. If you're around me very much, you understand how fallible that I am and how unperfect that I am. And a lot of people thinks that the preacher don't make mistakes and he is so perfect and everything, but they don't live with the preacher. Ask Brenda. She knows I'm not perfect. And those that are around us, and if you know yourself, he said, know yourselves, except ye be reprobates. Know your own selves. Now, Brother Kenny, we need to examine ourselves and see whether we be in the truth or not.
Right.
Except we ourselves have deceived ourselves into believing a lie and going to be damned. Wouldn't that be awful?
Be awful.
To spend your days on this earth thinking that, well, I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. And end up in that day, and the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Now, I'm not saying that to sow doubts in your mind to make you doubt your salvation. I'm saying that you will examine yourself and you will examine your life with this word and you will examine your life with His Spirit. And if that Spirit bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. And I say the day that a long life journey, there's many witnesses that God gives us to give us strength to go on. To let us understand that we are the children of God. And God is always there for us. And when we're down in the valley and we think there's no one there, the Lord is a present help in the time of need. He said, and the writer said that He was a rock in a weary land. And He was a shelter when the storms come. In life, there's many storms. And we see in this world, we hear the day. I've been watching the news and hearing all the turmoil of all the finances and all the insurance companies. It's failed and taken so many billions of dollars. And the stock market, there it's going down. And their hearts, men, no doubt, is worried and troubled in their minds and hearts. But I declare, I want you, the children of God, don't let this trouble you.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. For if you believe in me, believe also in God, brethren. I declare today, I want you to believe in Jesus Christ,
yeah,
who's able to calm your troubled storms, who's able to deliver you to the uttermost. There's nothing that God can do, brethren. God foreseeing the beginning unto the end, He's a guiding, He's a leading us down through this worrisome world. As I travel along, and I wonder sometime, Lord, you seem to be so far away. Oh, but just one word from the heart. Praying, God, Lord, please help. We can feel that little kindling spirit. Brother David, this evening, and I want you to know that when you feel that, it gives you a reassurance that He is yours and you are His. And we can feel, brother, there stands our shepherd. He's smiling so sweet, and He's always there, Sister Rita. He is that rock that come down through the ages. Many, many years ago, the writer of old had said, brethren, that there He would come out of the little town called Bethlehem, and said, thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, though thou be small among the nations, yet out of thee shall come forth a ruler which shall rule all nations. with the rod of iron. And I, brethren, and I believe tonight that he's a ruling and super ruling in the kingdom of God. And there none other has power like our God, brethren. We can be like David of old. I'll look up to the hill from when my help cometh from. My help is the Lord, brethren. Brethren, he is my rock, he is my shepherd that leads me beside the still water. He is the one, brother Larry, that restored my soul when I am down in this world below and not knowing which way to turn. I always turn to the Lord. Brethren, this evening, and I thought, brethren, tonight, how there was a little cry one time and went up. I don't know, brethren, why this is on my mind. The Lord, I hope God will revelate my mind this evening. Brethren, there was a little cry made in the bulrushes one day, and brethren, the day, and yesterday, and there it was heard, brethren. There was a woman, brother, came down, a king's daughter, if you will, brethren. Come down and heard the cry of this little child that was a crying in the bulrushes, brother, in the Nile, if you will. Brother, and when she heard him, she had compassion on him. I want you to know, brother, God's way is far above man's way. Is the heavens and the earth, brethren. God, I foresee the beginning unto the end, and God, seeing, brethren, that the children of Israel had sold themselves for naught and had none to redeem them. Brethren, he's going to raise him up a deliverer for his people, brethren. I want you to know, and this cry, brethren, I believe that God let it fall into the ears of this little woman, brethren. And she, an old Pharaoh, brethren, listened today. Knew not of them. Brethren, born of a Hebrew woman, listened today. And why, brethren, why was she in there? Why was he in that little ark? Brethren, me in the bulrush. There was a decree made, brethren. There was going to kill the men, children, all of them. Did you ever hear? Let me, brethren, bring your remembrance of a time when a king sent out a decree to kill all men, children, 2 years and younger. Brethren, listen tonight. And there was a cry again, brother. There was a cry in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children because they were not. And I've often thought, brother, the little Hebrew woman down there, brother, listen, crying for her child that she set out into the Nile. And by prevention, brother, she thought that somehow God was going to take care of him. And Pharaoh had a place for him, brother, because the little woman took him out of the Nile, the queen, brother, and took him in the Pharaoh's house, and was raised by Pharaoh and under his command, brother, and his name was Moses, brother. Listen, and she found someone that raising. They always had midwives or nannas, if you will, we'd use the day listen, and they sent out and take a guess who they found, brother. I found its own mother. Oh, bring it in. You take care of it. You nurse it up. And brother, and so and here the mother thought that her child was gone. I've often thought, brother, of the agony that she had when she put it into that now. But this man, Moses, brother, and God foreseen before before it ever was put in there how things was going to come about. Raised him up, brother, and then the king's house, and brother, had all the fine things. But the day come, brother, that God give him a call, and I believe, brother, listen, the day when God calls a man, he leaves the world, brother. He leaves the things of the world. God had a plan for his life. I want you to know tonight, each and every one sitting here, God's got a plan for your life. You need to work in whatever that God's providence is for your life. God's got a plan for you. Moses, listen, brethren, when they found him out, listen, brethren, they run him out of the country. Listen, they went down to the backside of the desert. Brethren, it sure was a dry land, but on the backside of the desert, brother, there was water, brother. There was a mountain there. I want you to know, brethren, God has gotten water on the backside side of the desert. Listen, the streams are flowing. It's full, and the pasture is green, brother. God has got a plan for you tonight, if you will, children. Listen, brother. And there was a mountain there, and at night time the fire of God was on the mountain. I love to get on the mountain, brother, with a fire's head. I like to go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. There he will cause us to hear words commanded of him, brother, tonight. And Moses said, what is this over here, brother? And the little woman began to tell him, when the night comes, he's out on the mountain, and the fire burned, and no man will go there. They was afraid of him. They was afraid of him, brother. They done well to being afraid of him. For he said in that mountain, brother, if even a beast would touch that mountain, I'd have been thrust through with a sword. Listen tonight, brother, you're going to come to God. You're going to come, listen, with clean hands. You're not going to get into that house, brother, with dirty hands tonight. You're going to come in crying. You're going to come in a begging. You're going to come in a crying up to the Lord for mercy. Listen, brother, and I. But when old Moses went on that mountain, God bidded him to come, and he went up the mountain, brother. And when he got up there on top of the mountain, brother, listen, the day he saw a bush burning, and it wasn't being consumed, brother. And I've often thought, as I see the ministers of God, how that the fire catch on fire, brother. Nichols tonight, the fire will burn. And the bush will never burn up, brother. No. And old Moses heard a voice out of that bush, brother. Brother, listen, the day, take off thy shoes, Moses, for the place thou standest upon his holy ground, Moses. Brother, today I want you to know you're not coming to the mountain that can be touched, but we've come unto Mount Zion and the city of the living God, and to the innumerable come the evangels and the church of the firstborn. Take off thy shoes. Listen, brother, the old writer said like this. I put off my shoes. How can I put them back on again? Listen, the day I put off my coat. Listen, brother. Put off the old man and put on the new man. I put off the old shoes and put on the shoes of the gospel tonight, brother. And listen, the day and Moses hearing that voice, I begin to cry, brother. Listen, thy people down there is in bonding. Moses, I've got a job for you, Moses. I can't do that, Lord. I'm slow of speech. I'm stammering of tongues. Listen, brother Jim, I told the Lord the same thing. I said, Lord, I'm slow of speech. I'm unlearned, God. Son, I called and asked to talk one time. How much more can I use you? And so he took my excuse away, brother. And I listened, and I've been Moses, brother. Out of that burning bush came a voice. Who was in that bush, brother? Did you ever read? Have you ever studied that out, brother? There was an angel of the Lord, and his name was Jesus, brother, right in the burning bush. And God spoke to him, brother. Some people think that's hard. But it's not hard, brother, because there's Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, brother, tonight. When you speak of one, you speak of the other. Listen tonight, brother. But the angel of the Lord was in that booth, and the word up means proceeding from. Listen tonight, brother. Go down there, Moses, and you tell Pharaoh, and let my people go. Listen. There was a voice, no doubt, brother. There was a sound. You talking about a cry, brother? You talking about a voice? When God began to speak, old Moses feared exceedingly and fell on his face, brother. But God picked him up, brother, and sent him down into Pharaoh, down in the Pharaoh's land. Oh God, I can go. I'll send Aaron thy brother with thee.
He did too.
He'll speak for you.
Who is Aaron, brother?
Brother, I declare tonight, God has left every man without an excuse.
Yep.
All the night, brethren, and so we see how that Moses went down and told Pharaoh to let his people go. But I listen tonight, brethren. God, brethren, in one place it said Pharaoh hardened his heart, and in another place it said God hardened his heart.
Exactly right.
Brethren tonight, and so we see that the plagues come, the lice, the frogs, the calls in the water. And I love the one when he had the staff in his hand, brother. What is that in thy hand, Moses? Cast it down and become a serpent, brother. And here's what the world does. They got an imitation for everything. The devil himself transformed into ministers of righteousness, and his angels and the angels of light. Take heed what you believe tonight. And old Moses told us his staff down, brother. And they those that stood by Pharaoh's men that worked for him throwed theirs down and turned to serpents also. But here's what God does. God's serpents swallowed up the other serpents and consumed them. Brother, I declare tonight the word of God is quick and powerful and sharpening in a two-edged sword, dividing asunder of the joint and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the man's mind. Brother, what are you going to do with Jesus tonight when the voice of God begins the call to you? Come out from among them. Don't let the words of this world deceive you. Don't let the devils of this world and the serpents of the world deceive you. Because this God that I serve is able to consume all other kingdoms. For he said, in the days of these kings shall the Lord God of heaven set up a kingdom, and it shall break into and subdue all other kingdoms. It shall not be left unto another people. God, brethren, he said about Moses, I'm not going to go through all that now, brethren. But I want to get a point here. Listen, he said, a prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up like an unto me. You shall hear him at all things. All the night, Brother Terry, God sent forth Moses. But he was looking a long way down the road. When there in Ramah, the little woman cried, could not be comforted. For her child was not. That was when Pharaoh sent out. There was another Pharaoh. When the old, listen, the day there, the old king sent out a decree, brethren, to kill children of 2 years and younger, trying to kill Christ when he would come into the world. There, listen, the night, brethren, there was war in heaven. Oh, brethren, a lot of people think that war was on the other side. That war was fought right there, brethren. There was a war. Listen, the day Michael and his angel fought, and somebody said, now that was over in heaven. Brethren, let's see where was that. In the 12th chapter in the book of Revelation, listen, the day said, a woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. He said, I saw a great wonder in heaven. Now, brethren, where was the woman at? Think about it, brethren. Where was the woman at? What heaven was he talking about? Was he talking about the eternal heaven? Or was there another heaven? Brethren, tonight. Oh, brethren, listen tonight. He said, I saw a wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet. And on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being in travail and pain and birth to be delivered, brung forth a man child. Who was that man child, brethren? It was the old church, brethren, that he was talking about there. And Mary, my brethren, brung forth Jesus Christ because she was part of that church. Oh, brethren, I want you to know the night when Zion bring forth, when she travails, she bring forth children, brethren. Yes, I want you to know the night, brethren. And when the war was started, listen to the night, he said. He said, I saw another wonder in heaven, the same place where the woman was at.
Same place.
Now the woman come up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved.
These are they.
That's the woman, my brethren, he was talking about. In the same place that woman was, he said, I saw another wonder in the same place where she was at. A great red dragon, brethren, having 10 heads and 10 horns. And brethren, he made war with the woman, and he sent forth a flood after the woman. To devour her child as soon as it be born. Think about it, brethren.
Yeah.
Think about it, as soon as it be born.
Right.
Remember what I just preached. Sent forth the old king, sent forth a decree to kill children from 2 years and under. Brethren, and listen tonight, trying to kill Christ. But the Bible said the earth helped the woman. And devoured up the flood. How did he devour up the flood? Listen, the Lord come to Joseph. Told him to take the young child and flee into Egypt, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I call my son out of Egypt. Listen today, brethren. And there he had a place prepared for him for 1,000, 200, and so many days, brother. Listen today, about 3.5 years, I believe it was. In that meantime, the earth helped the woman. And listen, it swallowed up the flood. How did it swallow it up, brother? The old king Well, the old king died. That's how the earth helped the woman. Killed the old king and he died. Brother and I, and after a period of time of 3.5 years, listen, God, told Joseph he can bring the child out of there. And he come up out and through a place called Nazareth, that he might be called a Nazarite. Being a Nazarite and called a Nazarite are two different things. I'll let you figure that out. So tonight, brethren, God had a plan. There was a cry made. There was a plan made. Even from Moses' time to deliver the children of Israel and bring them back up out of the land of Egypt and let them by a strong hand. Let them by a pillar of fire by the night, my brethren, and a pillar of smoke by the day. How's he leading you today? He's a leading by the fire today. God is a consuming fire. Listen, the day of you have come unto the Lord. You have come under the fire. The fire and the Holy Ghost has baptized you into that kingdom, brethren.
You are his child.
Let me get back to this just one time. He said, brethren, concerning the devil, there was war in heaven. That's where that war took place. Listen tonight, brethren. And there was no place found for him no more. He was casted out of heaven. I'm going to ask you now. Where do you think he was casted out of, brother? It was the law covenant. Listen, God said he would send and deliver out of his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And he would sin, deliver out of his kingdom everything that offend and abound. Listen tonight, brother, and on and on. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, listen, the old church was taken out of the law and brought over into the grace covenant. And the devil couldn't come, but he was cast out into the earth, brother, to make war with the seed of the woman. Where's he at today, brother? When he said, I and my father come in, we abound the strong man and spoil his goods and cast him out. Where's he cast him out to? Into the earth. Well, he's not out there in the mud. I want you to know that. He's right in this earth here. And Paul's, an apostle Paul said in his day, brother, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan.
To do what?
To buffet me about. Least I be exalted above measure. I was given this thorn. So tonight, brother, I hope, brother, I know I'm taking probably too much time tonight. I want people to understand, brother, the devil, he can't get in the kingdom of God tonight.
Impossible.
There's a wall round and about you. When God saves your soul, he puts a wall of salvation. He puts a wall about you. And there, it's too high for any to get on top and look down. It's too deep for any to go down and look under. No, the one that was worthy, brother, they searched the heavens and the earth and beneath the earth, and Jesus was the only one that was worthy to open that book and to loose the seals thereof. I know. I don't know how I got on this doctrine here tonight, but I want you to understand there the war took place. And the woman that brung forth the man-child, brung forth that man that I quoted here when I first got up. He said, Thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, though thou be small among nations, yet out of you shall come forth a ruler. You see who the ruler was? That woman's to bring forth a man-child which will rule all nations with a rod of iron. So we're seeing and understanding, Brother Jim, this man is Jesus Christ, come forth of the church. And the church was born out of the law in the grace, brother. All the night, brother. And the old devil, he was casted out. Was he in there before? There was a day said, when the sons of God presented themselves, Satan himself presented himself also. Now tell me he wasn't there. He presented himself also. And it was asked unto him, Whence goest thou? from going to and fro through the earth, seeking whom I may devour. I declare he devour every one that is weak. He'll devour every one that is vulnerable. He'll be like the woman. He's of that strange. He has a woman also. Did you know there's only two women? There's a bond woman and a free woman. And I declare, listen tonight, brother. Brethren, and the woman that is of him, brethren, stands on the corner. And there was a young man that was void of understanding. Don't be void of understanding. I declare tonight, brother, tonight, he was void of understanding. And she stood and said, come in, let us have our fill of love. My husband has went on a journey. Listen, my bed is made ready. It's perfumed tonight. What does the woman have of this world? The lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the world, brother. I declare tonight, night is of the world, and the world passeth away. But I declare this other woman that we've been preaching about, she's a beautiful woman. She brings her food from a fire land. She gets up in the night, in the midnight hour, and she makes food, brethren, for her husband. Who is the husband tonight? It's Jesus Christ, brethren, the lowly Lamb of God. He has a bride tonight, the Lamb's wife, and she's already made herself ready, been cleaned up by the blood of the Lamb. And that blood, brethren, is made a blood covenant with you. And that blood covenant tonight is alive. I preached down there Sunday, down the Little Mary. The law was a covenant that could not give life. So it is a covenant of death. But this we live in today is a covenant of life. And whosoever and is born again, whosoever receives the blood, is going to live forever. So tonight, brethren, don't be deceived when people, they take the scripture and they risk it to their own destruction. They take things out of context, Brother Kenny, and they put it to things. Just, I'll tell you what, brethren, you need to read the whole book. And you got to see the whole picture. You can't just focus in on one scripture, brethren. You'll never understand God's word until God opens your eyes and lets you see the big picture. Everything it put in here was for a reason, Brother David, and it's for our learning, that we might be able to be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Brethren, that's what God put the word here for. Let us study it, brethren.
Amen.
Let us study it.
Amen.
And if you think tonight, I know I've covered some things here tonight that most people will not believe.
It's a fact.
They're looking for the kingdom to come. They're looking for the kingdom to be set up. Now I'm going to tell you something, brother. I've looked at the big book. I've looked at the big picture. And I found one place where God said in the days of these kings, the Lord God of heaven would set up a kingdom. And he said, and I declare, he'll not be left unto another people. So, brethren, is the kingdom here, or do we look for one to come?
It's here.
I've never read, brother, nowhere in the Bible. Now, you might pick you out a scripture to get your mind boggled off the picture. Don't let that one scripture get your mind set off on something you can't understand.
Amen.
Let's look at the big picture. The kingdom is here, brethren. And when the Lord returns, who is the kingdom? Who is the kingdom tonight? Brethren, is it not the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? When you're born again, where are you born into? Into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being many members, but yet one body, brethren. So tonight there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And by the one Spirit are y'all baptized into the one body. Brother, if that ain't the doctrine, I don't know nothing about it.
That's what it is.
God's got one way set up for man to go to heaven. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And by me, he said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. God has got one way. And he said, I'm the door into the sheepfold. He said, you know, in that day, brethren, before the Lord come, he said, I'll smite the shepherds.
That's what he said.
And they'll be scattered.
Scattered.
But in that day, there'll be one sheepfold, and there'll be one shepherd. Who is your shepherd tonight?
Jesus, my shepherd.
And there stood my shepherd.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, brethren, is our shepherd tonight. We are just sheep of his pasture, brethren. We're the sheep of his pasture. We are they that has been down to the banquet house. We are they that is born of that royal blood, brethren.
These are they.
These are they that come up through great tribulations and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
It all ties in, brother. All you got to do is just keep a plucking at it. It all just keep fitting reading. Together
brother,
into one kingdom, brother. Did you know there was two kingdoms under the law?
That's what they were.
Huh? Did you know that?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't study that. You need to get into the old Bible. There was two kingdoms, brother. 10 tribes in one kingdom, and it was two tribes in the other. Judah and Benjamin seated himself with the house of Judah. And they was one kingdom, and Jeroboam took another 10 tribes and went down into Samaria, and they was a kingdom. Now, what happened to them two kingdoms? He said that there'd be two sticks in the hand of Ephraim and Manasseh, and he said there'd be two sticks and become one in his hand.
That's exactly right.
Huh? What was he talking about, brother? He said, there's a scripture that will tie a lot of this in, brother, down there. He said, the law shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come.
There you go.
And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Oh, when, brethren, did the two nations, when did the two kingdoms become one? Jesus, when his voice went out, John began to blow the first trumpet.
Yes.
There was two trumpets made out of one piece of silver, brethren. You're going to go back and read her and see if I ain't telling you the truth. It was a type and shadow of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. Brother, and I declare, and John began to blow the trumpet.
Yeah.
Under the law, there was one was for the gathering in of the people, and one was prepared himself for the battle. I declare tonight, John began to preach, brother, and he said, there's one cometh after me who is greater than I. Listen tonight, brother, and he said, brother, the law shall not depart from Judah, or the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Oh, brother, I love to hear his voice when he gathers men into the fold, brother. One sheepfold, one Lord, listen, and the one shepherd, brother. Won't you come and go with me to my Father's house? For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, let me bring some to your mind here. Where did he go to? He went to the cross, brother. Where is he tonight? He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am there you may be also. That was the kingdom, brother, and he was sending down into the hearts of his people. That was that holy Jerusalem, brother.
Coming down
from God out of heaven that John saw. Where did it come to, brother?
I'm
right down into the hearts of his people.
There you go,
and there would be one Lord and one shepherd, one kingdom. They would be all, everything concerning his church today is one. It's one, one, one. There's no longer two, brother.
No.
There's one kingdom. And that kingdom is in you.
Yeah.
Don't look for one to come. It ain't coming. If you don't understand some of these, this one little place over here in the book of Revelation, people blowed it out of proportion and they forgot all about the rest of the scripture. You've got to look at the big picture tonight, children, to understand. There's reasonable explanations for these other scriptures. But you can't take scripture that is shall and not and absolute words and get you a scripture that You've got to rightly divide to try to set a doctrine up on. Don't do that, because you'll miss the mark, and you'll be like the world. You'll just be believing anything and everything. Study the Scripture tonight, for in them you think you have eternal life. But Jesus said, these are they that testify me. These all testify of Jesus Christ. Even from the beginning, it told of Him. You see, I preached about Moses there tonight. He said, the Lord will raise up a prophet like unto me. That's who He was talking about, brother. Talking about the deliverer, Jesus Christ. Talking about the one that the law would not depart from Judah until Shiloh was Him, brother. Unto Him shall the gathering of the people. When He began to blow the trumpet, brother, where did they come from? From every nation under heaven, brother. On the day of Pentecost, when that sound come out, brother, every nation under heaven, Jews, was gathered together.
And they heard.
And they said that that sound went to just a few?
No.
He said, verily their sound went into the ends of the earth and to all the world, brother. There's not a place where His voice is not heard. I like that scripture, brother Jim, that said, talking about, I always found that amusing, talking about daylight and dark. He said, there's not a nation, there's not a place where His language is not known. Day answereth unto day, and night unto night. I've thought about that. You, no matter what kind of voice you have, you understand about day and night. No matter what kind of language you are brought up under, you understand day and night. Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. There's a voice called the voice of God. He said, and I'll put My Spirit in them. And I declare today, brother, He said, is there not a spirit in man? And the inspiration of the Almighty God that giveth them understanding. You, brother, have to come to song. I'm on this here. I tell them sometimes I just get into this mode of preaching and teaching, and there's a lot comes to my mind. I get it out sometimes, and sometimes I don't, Brother John. But I like to bring forth this doctrine sometimes that the church may grow. Brother, you need to grow on meat. You need to get off the milk.
Yeah.
And grow in the meat. That when you eat a little bit of meat, brother, you can sip a little bit of milk with it and it tastes good. And it gives you strength. Milk, you just drink milk all the time, you'll fall off of nothing, I can tell you. But you'll get you a big old steak and eat it every day, and you'll look like me. Plump. I want you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I preach anything here that you don't understand, sometime where we got more time, we'll just sit down and we'll talk about it. And we'll discuss it and see what is right and what ain't right, brother. I love to just sit down and get the book and look at the whole book and rightly divide the word of truth. You know, He said it was hid from the world. You know, the writer said that He hid it from the world and revealed it unto babes. If any man lack wisdom or knowledge, you don't have to ask the preacher. You should ask God, who would give to all men liberally and upbraid of none. God is no respecter person, brother. He'll give it. If you desire it, He'll give it to you. If you don't desire it, He ain't going to give it to you, brother. That's like wanting to be blessed. If you don't want a blessing, you probably ain't going to get none. But the good and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. You're going to eat the good. What land was He talking about? Beans and taters?
Oh, no.
Boys, I tell you tonight, I could get into a lot more stuff here on that, but his time wouldn't allow it. I'd love to get in some time of this kingdom and of this heaven that was passed away. And how we're in the new heaven today. There's a lot to that, brother. There's a lot to that. But it's there. It's there. I'm telling you. You get in the book and study it out. You'll find it. You'll find it. Keep your eyes open, your prayer door open, and you'll find it. And you'll understand it when God lets you see it. And if God don't let you see it, you'll never understand it.